What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before you get back to more phone calls, I'm still getting a lot of emails from that the lawyer who called on in, sending me all these stories. Al Sharpton, secret work as an FBI informant. Sharpton was eager to get slice of 1980s Coke deal. Well, this is all about Sharpton, so we don't need to go too far into that. But yeah, I think the general public perception, and that's what we need to be dealing with right here. The public perception of the FBI is not very good. All of the propaganda from the TV shows and the movies did not work. The revelations of COINTELPRO, certainly this recent practice of having informants find some loser that can be talked into committing an act of terror, and then the FBI supplies the bombs and all the equipment, then they swoop in for the arrest and they get headlines, and then 6 months down the road, the judge throws the case out of court as an obvious case of entrapment. Yeah, we see what the FBI as an institution is really like. And if there are some good people in there, either they need to speak out or they are going to be cast in with the 99% who are making the rest look bad here. So we were talking about Hanford, and we're talking about these processing plants that are inside the center of the Hanford Nuclear Reservation, where they will process used reactor fuel rods to extract the plutonium to make bombs with, and the radioactive waste left over are stored on railroad cars in these underground tunnels, and one of the tunnels did collapse. And even though officially they're saying there is no detectable radiation release, I mean, how could they possibly tell over the background, the natural contaminated background? But still, hundreds ordered to stay inside after tunnel collapse in Washington State. And the facility is called Purex, not Pantex. I was wrong about that. So emergency crews are working on that. Now, the really interesting thing about this is apparently 2 years ago, there was a study that looked at those tunnels and said they are at risk of collapse. And somebody else wrote on in, I haven't verified this for myself, saying that there was a swarm of quakes in the area that could have weakened the tunnels even further. But apparently 2 years ago, the U.S. Department of Energy was warned that two of the tunnels containing radioactive waste at the Hanford Nuclear Reservations were vulnerable to collapse. And the tunnel that did collapse was one of those that the warnings had been issued on. Okay, let's go back and take some phone calls here. Nico in Southern California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Nui Nui, Mike.
Aloha, Nui Nui.
So, you know, I called to talk about the new mortgage scam, but to briefly touch on the FBI, I've worked for some pretty large corporations, and I've worked for corporations when they're on a downswing. And what I've noticed that when they run out of money, people get scared for their job. And what they do is they, like, say, you know, say a QA inspector. They will try to find or even cause an issue to report on so that they're like, oh, we're important. Don't fire us.
Yes.
I think the FBI, I think you see where I'm going with that, right?
Yes, I do. And it is a factor.
Oh.
It is a factor.
Yeah, so now have
I mean
you heard
that was what led that's what led to that raid on Waco by the BATF. I mean the BATF had recently been given law enforcement powers of their own. They had abused them. There had been several public relations disasters in a row with wrong doors being kicked down and innocent homeowners being shot by the BATF. And Congress was thinking about rescinding BATF's law enforcement authority. And so the BATF needed a big, spectacular bust where they could say, see, we're necessary, we're important, and they chose to go after that church in Waco, Texas, because the church funded itself buying used guns, repairing them, refurbishing them, and reselling them, which is perfectly legal activity. This is all in Texas and so forth. And so they figured, we'll go on in, and we'll arrest all these people, and we'll say, look, they had an illegal arms factory, and armaments, and we'll look important, and Congress will not be able to shut us down. with that much positive press. And, of course, it turned into an epic fail and a disaster, which had to be basically ended by gassing that entire church of people to death with a poison gas that's actually illegal to use on enemy troops in time of war.
Yeah, that's right. I guess Waco was BATF's Grenada, right?
I know what you mean by that. Well, in the case of Grenada, it wasn't a push for more money. It was an attempt to distract from the Beirut bombing scandal.
Perfect. Well, I actually had called. I don't know if this is the right part of the show, but I jumped in a little bit late. And I guess, forgive me if you've already reported on this, but they found a new way to inflate the housing market and have Wall Street, get a bunch of money that doesn't exist post 2008 using broker priced opinion. Have you heard about this whole thing?
Just in passing, I don't know the fine details. Before we go any further, I want to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. So can you sort of back up and give us the Cliff Notes version of how this scam works?
Well, sure. You know, as we know, they back in 2008 with the mortgages, they rated a bunch of toxic mortgages AAA.
Yes.
And you had that whole story. We know that well. What they're doing now, the way around it, is that they have these Wall Street securitized bonds that the taxpayers are on the hook for. And what they're doing is they have these banks, they're doing what's called a broker price opinion. And they're not even using appraisers. They're just basically, having these houses, backed by bonds, and they are valuing these houses at grossly over the true value. And people will drive by, take a picture of the front, and they'll say, oh, it's worth this much. And I think the article came out of Zero Hedge. So basically, we're on the hook for these houses that are worth anywhere from 50 to maybe who knows how much more than they're really worth. And when everything comes down, we're going to have a massive deflation in that market as well. And we're on the hook for all that money that doesn't exist.
Boy, that really is a scam. That really is a scam. And the fact that they're planning this ahead of time. They're planning this ahead of time that when the crash comes, they're going to suck what's left of the people's money out of their pockets. That really, I think it does show, again, Wall Street's the same way. It's the bad 99% who makes everybody look good.
It is. I'll post the article. I'm one of your members. I post articles, so I'll post it on your website so you can take a
Please
look at
do.
It.
Please do. I do want to look at that.
Mahalo, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now then, getting on back to the world of nuclear radiation, there is apparently another concern coming on out of Fukushima. Now, yesterday I was talking about how if you look at Fukushima through Google Earth, you are going to see just the hundreds and hundreds of these tanks holding radioactive wastewater and other debris that they're now thinking about putting in giant tanks and dropping into the ocean, which I don't think is a real solution. It just makes the problem look like it's gone away. But there's another issue as well, because if you look at the grounds around Fukushima, along with the tanks holding liquids, there are these bags that are holding up debris swept from the ground. Leaves, twigs, dirt. They basically tried to take all of the contaminated materials off the ground at Fukushima and bag them on up. So far, so good. Here's the problem. Decaying biological matter produces methane gas, and some of these bags are full of methane gas now, and there's a concern. All it's going to take is one lightning strike in a storm to set them all off, and there's going to be a huge radioactive cloud from all the burning fires spreading all over the place. And the government of Japan has already told people it's okay to move back in near the reactor site. Most of the people who moved out don't want to come back. But they're creating incentives to try and repopulate the area, bring back its economy and economic base. But yeah, the idea that there are all these bags filled with radioactive waste that is producing methane gas, that is a risk factor. Now, it might be worthwhile to think about putting up the equivalent of a Faraday cage / lightning rods over these bags. Just have some poles and stretch a wire mesh across that's grounded so that a lightning strike coming to the ground hits the grid and gets deflected off to one side rather than hit the bags. That, to me, seems like a reasonable solution, not that expensive. It underscores again that these radioactive disasters, they don't kid around. They're always going to be horrendous. Okay. As you know, there is now a move to basically ban laptops in the cabins of aircraft. Probably they got sick and tired of complaints from passengers that that little bit of room between you and the seat back in front of you isn't big enough for a laptop anyway, especially when they're leaning back and the top of your laptop is leaning toward you. So now they're talking about a laptop ban in the cabin on the excuse that it's possible to put a bomb inside a laptop. Well, if you look at modern laptops, there's no room inside. And if you understand anything about explosives, for an explosive to be effective, it can't be spread out on a thin layer. It has to be in the proper shape and the proper tamping, or you're just going to get a puff of smoke. But this is the new thing, the new way to protect your security. You have to check your laptop in as checked baggage, where it's going to get slammed on the ground by the baggage handlers and possibly looted. And yes, I have had electronics stolen from my luggage at Heathrow Airport. I'm sorry, that's Heathrow Airport over in London. It does happen. And I've also had a laptop dropped and destroyed by TSA up in Seattle. So apparently now the United Nations Aviation Agency is thinking about a global ban on laptops, even though it's upsetting airline passengers. They're absolutely not happy about this. Well, if you don't like it, we're going to make it global. It's just another way of exerting authority and justifying more security experts. Make sure you're not carrying a laptop. What will it be next? Your smart device, your tablet, your smartphone? This is an open-ended prohibition. At the rate we're going, we're all going to be flying in the aircraft cabin totally naked. And down in the baggage area, they can just help themselves to whatever they feel like. And by the way, thefts from baggage, that is a major, major problem, even today. All right, let's talk about computers here. Apparently, there is a bogus version of Chrome for Android floating around the net. And this comes hard on the heels of a few weeks ago, Chrome was discovered to contain a dangerous vulnerability that made phishing attacks almost impossible to detect. So now there's a new threat. There's a malicious version of Google Chrome for Android floating around, and it contains a piece of malware, and it's been dubbed Andre Sandrat C, that can evade the digital signatures at the heart of modern security procedures. In other words, it can get around the security protocols. And the fraudulent Chrome can bypass the safeguards built into your device. It can record audio or video from your smartphone, read the contents of your SMS messages, record the location of the device. Nasty stuff out there. And again, we're all just wide open victims to be plundered by cybercrime. And the government seems to be okay with it. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Rick in Milwaukee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, I have just started listening to your show, so I'm a new caller. I heard one of your previous callers mention Sheriff David Clark as a possible replacement for James Comey as FBI director.
Yes.
And I live in Milwaukee, and I want to tell you a little bit about him. I'm desperate to get rid of the man, okay? But I don't want him as FBI director. He's had four jail inmates die in just the last year. The last inmate that died under his watch, he's in charge of the jail here. The last inmate that died of the four died because of dehydration, because his deputies turned off the water for a week. So this man, this mentally unbalanced man, died.
We reported on that, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm calling to tell your listeners that anybody but him, okay, Trey Gowdy as FBI director, fine. Judge Andrew Napolitano, fine. Love him. Sheriff David Clark he's done here. He's done here politically. I don't know what Trump is going to do with him. We don't want him for FBI director. Thanks for taking my call. Good afternoon.
You're welcome. And I'm in agreement. I would love to see Trey Gowdy take over the FBI. I want to see Judge Napolitano on the Supreme Court. That's what I want to see.
You.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rick. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to computers. Apparently, on the upcoming Windows 10 S edition, it will be impossible to install Google Chrome. And people are wondering, is this really about security because of the recent embarrassments? Or is it simply Microsoft deciding to enforce that you will use their browser on their operating system on what is effectively their computer under the end user license agreement? They're getting more and more aggressive and tyrannical. I remember living in an age where the philosophy in business and especially retail was the customer's always right. You're there to make the customer happy, and then a happy customer will give you their money. Seem to have lost that little bit of common sense. Give me your money, this is what you get for it. I'm still having, I don't have a lot of time to play with it, but I'm enjoying that Raspberry Pi. We have been talking about data throttling. We're talking about it in the context of the difficulties we were having with our internet connection last week at Spectrum, which apparently the problems are still there, but we're able to work around them. And Spectrum's official policy is they do not throttle. Then we found a document on Spectrum's own website that said as part of network management, they would enforce bandwidth limiting, which sounds like throttling, but they figure since they're not actually using that word, they can say we're not throttling. Well, apparently AT&T has been caught throttling their unlimited data connections, where they're advertising unlimited data, you are paying for unlimited data, but they are slowing it down. And apparently AT&T is now looking at potential legal action over that because the customer is not getting what they pay for. And we should not allow ourselves to be convinced that it's okay to be buying 300 megabits per second download and 30 should be okay and we should be happy with that. That's a bad, bad state of mind to be in. Now, it looks like what's going on is in this age of acquisitions and mergers and building a monopoly of internet service providers, that the need for cash is so great that they're not keeping up to date with their actual infrastructure. The infrastructure is oversubscribed. People are coming into the country or being born into the country or becoming old enough. They're getting smart devices, smartphones, tablets, and so forth. They're logging onto these ISPs, and there's simply too much traffic. And they're not spending the money to increase their capacity because the money is going toward acquiring other companies and building these empires. And, of course, once you have a monopoly, you're stuck. Because you will pay what the monopoly demands that you pay, and you will accept whatever service the monopoly gives you. And that's why there used to be laws against these large monopolies, because it was understood the more competition you have, the better it is for consumers. Because companies will have an incentive to keep prices low and quality of service high. And that, too, is a wisdom that seems to have faded away in the fascist states of America. Now, we have been talking about schools spying on their students, and we had a caller in the other day who was outraged over this student who got expelled for 10 days for liking an Instagram picture of an airsoft rifle. And a part of the story I hadn't heard was that apparently this student did this in his own home, and somehow the school found out about it. And the caller said, well, obviously the schools are working with the three-letter agencies. And I came back and said, they don't need to because a lot of schools are using their own software to spy on their own students. And we have a story about that as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about schools spying on their students in their home over the computers, and how they don't need to go to the three-letter agencies to do it. We all know that story that came out a couple of years ago about how this school district was issuing school-owned laptops to their students to do their work on, and the laptops had software that allowed school administrators to spy on the children in their own rooms, in their own homes, at all hours of the day and night. And was a big stink there. And now there's another one, story that's coming on out about how over in Putnam County, Tennessee, where they're using a very aggressive malware in their student laptops that not only spies on the students in the home, but can actually go on out and infect the network in the home itself. I mean, why do they need that? First of all, my attitude is, when a student leaves the school campus, that is the end of the school's authority. And for them to be spying on the kids at home to make sure they're they're being politically correct, like the case of the guy who liked an Instagram gun picture of an airsoft gun, rather. That's ridiculous. And now we have the schools are actually hacking the home computers of the students. That is so far over the top. It's ridiculous. It's gone completely out of control. Now then, another story. This is out of Tech Republic. A study finds that cybersecurity professionals, meaning the people who are hired to protect the IT infrastructure of corporations, are hiding breaches, bypassing protocols, and they're paying ransom. And so cybersecurity company Bromium has found an average of 10% of security professionals have quietly paid ransomware demands, and 35% have admitted to circumventing or disabling or otherwise bypassing their own organization's security. And that's always the weakest point in any secure setup, the human being who is in charge of it. All right, let's grab a phone call. Fred in Madison, Wisconsin, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm just reviewing what this guy from Milwaukee just called in and said. He's using your platform to spread a bunch of lies. I'm in Madison, Wisconsin. It's the capital of Wisconsin. They have the hammer and sickle flying over this place. Milwaukee is like Chicago. It's an old city. Clark came out. He's a law and order guy. They don't like him because he's black. They don't like the fact that he has conservative views. And there's organizations in this part of the world that would do everything to bring this guy down. And basically, as far as the comparison here, which is real easy to make, he was the one that came out, Clark, came out and said, protect yourself in Milwaukee. Get yourself a gun.
I remember that.
Okay? Now, this is a guy that, you know, he comes right out and says, we can't be everywhere. We can't protect you. It could take us 30 minutes to show up. You know, if he hadn't stepped up and made these comments and made people wake up, it would look like the shooting gallery, which is Chicago, Illinois, every weekend. So he's running for, it looks to me like he's running for senator to get rid of Tammy Baldwin, who is a leftist commie that snuck in here in the last election cycle. And I hope and pray that there's people out there that have some common sense. I thought it was fair. I had to be fair about this because what this guy said was all up in the air, and that's just the way it is in Milwaukee. Thank you for your time.
The one part that was missing, he was talking about the prisoners who had died at the hands of the guards, but he didn't actually provide any kind of a link that Sheriff Clark either knew it, condoned it, or ordered it. And again, we all know, based on the Stanford Prison Experiment, the psychology of guards and prisoners can get really ugly really quickly, and that's unfortunately a part of what incarceration does bring about. Okay, we're coming up here on yet another commercial break. Do join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently the fact that Donald Trump was able to win the White House without being a career politician has inspired a whole new generation of potential candidates for 2020. And according to Mark Zuckerberg, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Katy Perry and Oprah Winfrey are all seriously thinking of launching campaigns for 2020. And if that doesn't tell you the presidency is just a figurehead for the real power in this country, nothing will. I remember the big stink when Reagan ran for president. They were saying, oh, he's just this failed movie star. Well, he'd been governor of California. But it is almost making a satire, a joke, a parody of our political system. All right, let's take some more phone calls. Chuck in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, you're absolutely the best. Got two issues that I want to bring up with you today.
Okay.
Down here in Texas, as you're aware, they passed a law against sanctuary cities, going to strip them of money. And I called in to one of the mainstream media, quote, conservative talk shows, and they were talking about it, and I pointed out that all we have to do is arrest the people hiring them, Title 8, and
yes.
Explain it to them very, very shortly, very quickly, very succinctly, and said, thank you for your time, hung up, and I started a firestorm. People were calling in, a lot of other contractors, as I am, calling in saying, I know 100 guys I could rat out for hiring nothing but illegals. And it just started a firestorm. So I wanted the listeners to consider listening to your mainstream media on their AM channels, because, you know, they'll talk about, oh, let's arrest all the illegals. No, arrest the people hiring them as well. When you arrest an illegal, arrest the guy who hired him. And watch what happens whenever you do that. It absolutely started a firestorm.
Now, well, you're absolutely right here, because anybody who is employing an illegal immigrant is in violation of Title VIII. Anybody who was sheltering them or transporting them or helping them evade the immigration authorities, that's punishable by a jail sentence under Title VIII. Yeah, if we start enforcing the Title VIII laws, the immigration problem is going to go away.
Well, I quote you very, very often saying that illegal is not a race. On my advertising, it says English only spoken here. And if you don't like that, well, don't hire me. But item two, and this one may take a little bit of time that maybe we may need to take in a show where we have more time, was the CONCON, Convention of States.
Yes.
You and I may disagree on that, my friend. I've always been against the CONCON simply because, number one, if they won't follow the Constitution we have today, why would they follow a new one? And the American public is beyond ignorant. They're stupid and can be manipulated into giving away the basic rights we have under this Constitution. I am so afraid of a CONCON because we could turn into the USSR overnight, because Americans aren't, they're not just ignorant, they're stupid. And I'm afraid of a CONCON, and I heard you, I don't know, a week ago saying that you thought it was a good idea. Please enlighten me where I'm wrong on this.
Well, no, there is a risk that a CONCON could go against us, but if we had a constitutional convention in which the states' rights wrote a new constitution guaranteeing the states' rights and decentralized power from the federal government, then we wouldn't have to worry about the federal government ignoring the new constitution, because their teeth would have been pulled in the legalistic sense. I'll admit it's a risk, but on the other hand, I'm still trying to find a peaceful way that we can change the course of this nation without either a civil war, a revolution, or a world war. And maybe I'm grasping at straws at this point, and maybe a CONCON really is not the way to go. But I'm rapidly running out of ideas. I don't want to see a bloody revolution in this country. I don't want to see a bloody civil war. And we're already at a stage right now where violence is already on the rise all across the country for various and sundry reasons. Everybody's at the flashpoint. And maybe a CONCON offers a way out, or maybe it would take us in a bad direction so rapidly that everybody would get angry and there would be a revolution. But I'm running out of ideas. I'm running out of ideas that I think could actually work.
That's a good point. About 2 years ago, I said, well, let's just quit messing around. Let's go ahead and let them have their way to the point where people will wake up. Sometimes you have to... I have an old saying when I was a political activist. You cannot have a conversation with a sleeping man. But if you walk up and kick him in a kidney, now you can have a conversation.
It's a different management style than I would resort to be very honest.
I know.
But, the first thing you have to do is you have to shatter the beliefs that are imprisoning the other person you're talking to. And these days, the fastest way to do that is always go back to the lies about Saddam's nuclear weapons. So when somebody's out there saying, well, you know, Kim Jong-un is a crazy man here. Oh, have you ever met him? No, but I saw it on TV. And I'll say, is that the same TV that told you Saddam had nuclear weapons? And you can just see the light go on in the eyes. So it's a very, very potent meme to keep in mind.
Michael, I think you are absolutely the best on
Thank
RBN.
You.
When you're here, whenever you were on...
that other place.
Don't just platform that other place. I have followed you all over for years, and
well, thank you.
I appreciate so much what you do. And I'm, by the way, is a real big to help you get back to continental United States. So I'm going to hunt up what that fellow started.
It's been shut down. It's been shut down. We shut it down. I first of all, he started it without consulting with me, which was a tacky no-no. And second, I'm living on the donations to whatreallyhappened.com right now, which are barely getting us by. On top of that, we're asking everybody to support RBN during their May fundraising drive because they're on the verge of not being able to make it anymore. And I felt putting a third bag on top of that was simply inappropriate. And so I asked him to shut it down, and he's refunding all the money that was donated to it back to the original donors. And I said, please do, and this goes to everybody, do not take any unilateral steps about fundraising without talking first to me or to RBN, because you can really cause a lot of complications we really don't need right now.
Very good. Very good. I've donated a lot to RBN over the last few years, and I'd like to keep you guys on air.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm sure they appreciate all the help that you can send on in, because, again, we're literally in a war between the corporate media and the independent media, and they're playing dirty. They're going after our computers. They're trying to find some way they can shut us down despite the First Amendment. They're just out there with smear jobs, fake news. They're trying to plant nonsense stories to make us look ridiculous, or even worse, open us up to lawfare, litigation. They're going after our advertisers and threatening our advertisers. So it's a very, very ugly time in American history.
Well, maybe I'll start another silver drive. You know, maybe prime the pump with some silver for everybody to pitch in and send in silver. If they're not able to send in any cash, I'll have some silver buried in the backyard. We go out there and dig some up. I've done this before. And maybe we'll try that again. Mike,
okay.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much.
Get back to the rest of the guys.
All right. And again, the information to donate to RBN is on the front page of republicbroadcasting.org. And there is a postal address in Round Rock, Texas, that you can use to send in cash, checks, silver, old empties, old 78 records, whatever it is you're going to send on in. Okay. Boy, the lines are filling up here. Ken in Fort Worth, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, howdy. Hey, Reagan was a Braxel salesman, right? Anyway, hey, do you have any 912 projects meetings in your area?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
We had one in Fort Worth over here for the last 2-3 years, like on one night a month, and we all get together and we talk about candidates and voter fraud and electric meters. We talk about everything. It's not a Democrat-Republican thing, but it's active. Anyway, you learn a lot, you talk to meet people who are like-minded, meet candidates. I just wonder if you did it over in your area, or why they don't.
Well, I'm not aware whether they are or not. If they are, they haven't contacted me, and I haven't gone looking for them. Basically, Claire and I tend to sit close to home because of the fragility of our car. In fact, if we have to do a long trip, we'll actually get a rental for the day. We're that close to the end on the old Honda there. But hopefully Claire and I are going to find a way to get back to the mainland, and at that point it's going to be easier for me to go on out and start meeting all the listeners and talking to them and going to these various symposiums and conventions and talk about the course this nation is on.
Hey, there's plenty of room down here in Texas. Come on over.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we're going to let you go and switch over to Poot in North Carolina. Aloha, Poot. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I know you're a genius about remembering stuff, and there's a story that's bouncing around in my mind that I wish you would help me flesh out about Comey, Loretta Lynch, and the HSBC Bank and the money laundering.
Yes. We put it up a couple of times. We even made a graphic out of it, and we talked about it earlier in the show. HSBC was caught laundering massive amounts of drug money at a time when James Comey was on the board of directors, and he would have had to have known what was going on. And because drug money lies at the heart of the Clinton-Bush duocracy, going on back to that CIA operation out of Arkansas in the mid-1980s, that seems
Mina.
To be the tie that binds. Yeah, well, MENA was one of the airports, but it actually used a lot of different airfields, and a lot of different areas. There was the train death situation, and of course, Bill Clinton was running his part of the operation out of Little Rock. His job was to set up the money laundry and also to make sure the state drug authorities stayed away from certain parts of the state.
All right, my brother, would you make another link to that story? I know you did so much, but kind of refresh it for me, because I was talking with my neighbor, and I'd like to link that to him.
All right, I'll hunt that down, and I'll put it up on whatreallyhappened.com after the radio show today.
You're the man. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Frank in North Carolina. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thank you. I recall... and I know all of us have experienced this. Your caller was just talking about it a couple calls ago, where you're trying to talk to people who, you know, they're conservatives or conservatards, patriotards. You know, they consider themselves right-wingers or whatever. And maybe their intentions are good, but they're just ignorant and closed-minded people. But, you know, they, you know, I'd become associated with this quote-unquote militia group back in 2009 that was forming in. It became obvious to me that they were just against Obama for whatever reason, and I'm trying to tell them, well, this started long before any of us had ever heard of Obama. And anyway, you know, I tried to educate them about 9/11. Some of them already knew about it, but they told me, like, don't talk about 9/11. It hurts the other guy's feelings because they want to believe the official story. And I said, well, now all of these guys, none of them trust the media, right? They all, all these, you know, conservatives that haven't woken up, the Rush Limbaugh listeners, all that, they love to talk about, oh, you can't trust the media, the media lies. But have you ever noticed they will buy the media, the mainstream lying media, they will buy the stories that they want to believe, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that before. Listen, you need to be very careful, and this is for all the listeners, be very careful about joining up with any kind of a militia group or anybody talking about violence or any of that nonsense, because half the time these militias are actually being organized by undercover FBI informants in order to try and locate potential troublemakers. And there have been a lot of cases where these various militias, the people who are leading them, are outed as FBI informants. Do you remember Elohim City, which figured prominently with the Oklahoma City bombing? And it came out during one of the court trials of one of the peripheral people that the guy who had founded and was running Elohim City was an FBI informant. So you need to be really, really careful about that, because if you join one of these militias or groups and they say, let's go on out and do something, you could be the next patsy being set on up for a spectacular headline arrest. Not only that,
but they're looking, these agents and agencies are looking to justify their own jobs and their own agencies as well, because basically they don't have a whole lot to do. So they have to go out and create problems and create patsies and provocateur.
Well, they actually do have a lot to do, but it's a lot easier to go on out and fake a crime and an arrest to justify your budget increase than actually go on out and find the real criminals. And that's one of the reasons, for example, why cybercrime is just completely out of control in this country. It's too hard to track them down and do anything about it. So let's just find a patsy and set him up as a phony terrorist, and all will be well.
Yeah, well, I don't get along too well with people. So after the group got bigger than 6-8 people, I was out of it anyway. I'm like, I'm too independent and too independently minded. I'm a lone wolf. I'm a loner, and I don't do any violence. All I do is run my big mouth. That's what I always tell them when they're listening to me on the telephone.
Okay. Well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we're going to start with Frank in North Carolina, but I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. Frank, what's on your mind? Oh, that was Frank. I'm sorry. Okay, well, then the phone lines are open. Close the lines for the rest of the show, because I want to get back to some stuff. One of the areas in which Donald Trump is keeping a campaign promise is the end of this human-caused global warming nonsense. Trump has apparently, through the new EPA director, purged the Environmental Protection Agency board of all the global, the warmistas, the carbonazis, and brought in some people with a little bit more objective understanding about what's going on. And meanwhile, of course, here we are on May the 10th, And Wisconsin farmers are still having trouble starting their growing season because of snow. So contrary to Al Gore's fear-mongering about human-caused global warming, it does look like the decline in solar activity does herald a new Maunder minimum and a new mini ice age. And still the fear-mongering is out there. The latest one is from the Express in Great Britain that the melting polar ice could release these ancient viruses that have been sleeping in the ice for tens of thousands of years, to which we have no natural immunity and can cause a global pandemic. So that's the latest one. Pay carbon taxes or the germs are going to get you. If at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. We'll be right back for the last segment of our program.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Chicken pox. At a California elementary school, about one quarter of the students. And amazingly enough, the chicken pox is hitting the students who have been vaccinated against chickenpox. And so what does the school administration do? They order the unvaccinated children to go home until they get the vaccine. Meanwhile, down in Australia, parents who do not vaccinate their children will be fined $14 per week. You will stick this chemical in your kid. We don't care if it works or not. Another alarm is being sounded here that there's been a study showing that the pollution coming out of pharmaceutical plants contains very high levels of antibiotic and antifungal drug residue in water sources. This is leading to the evolution of new deadly superbugs, antibiotic-resistant new life forms. You can't just flood that stuff on out there. And as we're now seeing in farms that have been using the glyphosate Roundup, the life forms evolve to be tolerant. And that's what's happening here. Let's see. Over at Netflix, apparently they're beginning a purge of all videos that portray gender as a genetically determined absolute. Apparently, the new paradigm from the globalists is to convince you that gender is fluid, that you really aren't there. There's no such thing as a pure man or a pure woman. You're somewhere in the middle, and it may take you a while to figure on out. It's trying to keep you confused about who and what you really are to make it easier to control you. And apparently, Microsoft was bragging about Office at a convention, and its online Office 365 service went down. And that gets to be a real problem. They're trying to get everybody onto the cloud, everybody onto centralized services. You no longer have files and memory or files and processing on your own computer. It's all remote. Your device is just a terminal now into the mainframes. And what happens when the mainframe goes down? Everything stops. Years ago in Hollywood, there used to be a company called Digital Productions, and they were famous, first of all, for the movie The Last Starfighter, and second, because they had invested in a Cray supercomputer, and it was impressive to look at, but because it programmed in Fortran, they had to rewrite a lot of code that was already in existence under C into Fortran. And everything went through that Cray. And when that Cray broke down, and it did a lot, everybody got to go home. And that's why today in the computer animation industry, they don't get big, giant computers. They just get racks and racks of little, tiny, inexpensive computers rendering farms so that if a machine dies, production goes on. Centralization has always been great for maximizing profitability, but terrible for reliability. There's the music. Time for Claire and I to get out of here and get something done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.